Hi guys, welcome back. Episode 3.
Welcome back to the Happy Girls and Geeks podcast.
Hi, I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Charisse.
Yep, like I said before, episode 3. We hope you guys stuck around with us. We are very excited. We realized there were a little bit of kinks and stuff in our earlier episodes, but this is the process. We're figuring it all out, and we have a good episode in store for you guys today. Agree?
Yeah, agreed. It's been a bit of a learning curve because we're new at this, but we're working on it, guys. Bear with us.
Yep, and I think what's important to mention is that we have our own little team. Like, we're doing this all ourselves, recording from home. We have our own IT guy.
Yeah, aka my husband, who I
annoy. Yeah, so we're just trying this out, guys, and we hope that you like it so far. Don't be afraid. Drop us a comment. Drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you guys. Alright, on that note, guys, we are doing little segments now. We're getting into it. I'm just keeping you updated on anything that's happening in the geek world and in our world, so you can keep up with both of those. And yeah, we will give you guys updates on these as we go along. So get excited to hear about some new products, new books, new shows, new music, all that good stuff in our upcoming new segments.
Okay, so our first segment today will be pop culture news.
Pause for beat. All right, so we have a few stories coming out from the geek world that you might be interested in. So, Siege, what do you have for us on your side?
Well, for me, I saw some news recently that really excited me, and that is Doctor Strange is finally getting its second movie. It was pushed back. It's supposed to be originally coming out next November, but you know, due to coronavirus and everything being pushed back, it is now going to be released in March 2022.
You said March. Yep. As in my birth month. Extra excited.
And then Spider-Man 3, guys, has been announced as well. This one is going to come out a bit earlier, announced for November 2021, which is my birth month.
Okay, you get that one. How we feel about Spider-Man, guys? How we feel? Remember all that drama that happened last time?
Yes. But Sony has calmed down finally and let Marvel take the reins where it belongs. Well, Disney.
I don't know. Well, yeah. So, to me, that whole thing kind of threw me off. Just Marvel movies, Marvel series for a while. Actually, I haven't actually started back as much. Well, there's nothing right to start back, if we're being honest. And even with DC, so sometimes I really just have to separate the news from the show. But at the same time, if you are living in, you know, this world now where there's a lot more information available, you know a lot more about the actors, actresses, production teams, all that stuff than you did, say, 20 years ago. I think it is crazy to ignore, I don't want to say crazy, but it's important to also know the news behind what is going on. But at the same time, that could really turn you off from watching a show, you know?
Yeah, it could.
But we have time to get excited about it, I guess. November?
Yep.
Yeah, let's see what that trailer looks like. Okay, so first on my list, we have Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. So I think we mentioned this in our last episode. If we didn't, that is definitely on our list of shows that were cancelled / ended too soon. And there was an original Penny Dreadful. And it started probably, what, a few years back? Not totally sure of the time.
The date exactly, like, but 2015, yeah. 2015, 2016 maybe. It was a while ago.
So this one is Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, and it started April 26, 2020. And it has Natalie Dormer, if you are a Game of Thrones fan. I mean, enough said. You know who that is. Yes, I was shooketh.
Look, she is so talented.
Very,
that's all I'm
going
to say for now.
Yeah, I actually haven't started it yet. It also stars Daniel Zovato, sorry if I'm pronouncing his name a little weird, and Piper Perabo. I think she was in, there was that show that was about like spies or something like that, unless I am mistaken. Not totally sure, but I am really excited about this because if it fits the same format as Penny Dreadful, it's gonna be good, because that show was chef's kiss. It was really good. So I'm excited about that and the quote in the coming weeks after we get into it, and we will let you guys know what we think about the show so far. So yeah, that's my first one.
Okay, my second one, and this will please the Star Wars fans, The Mandalorian has gotten a season 2, and you don't have to wait long. You don't have to wait long for the premiere, guys, because it's coming out in October 2020 this year. And
wow,
if that didn't make you satisfied enough, it already has a season 3. Season 3 is already planned.
I don't think there was any doubt about that. Like, that show just did very, very well. Like, everybody was talking about it.
Mm-hmm. And you can't forget to talk about Pedro Pascal, who's playing the main character. Also was in Game of Thrones, if you saw that, as Prince Oberyn, who had one of the most gruesome deaths, in my opinion, on the yeah.
Okay, interesting, interesting. My second one. The new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been announced, and that will be out. Oh, actually, when this is out, it will probably be a few, maybe a week or so after. So you can still get excited for it. May 27th, 2020. The new season has been announced. So
nice.
I don't know, maybe this will give me... Pardon?
Is it nice?
Maybe this will give me iteration to don't come at me but get into it, because I stopped a few seasons back, and to be honest, this show did much better than I thought it would have done upon originally airing. It was really good. I feel like if some of the hype around it, you know, calmed down a little bit, but it's still going strong. And yeah, I definitely want to get back into this show, and I have a little time because the new season is dropping, like I said, guys, May 27th. So get excited, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The last bit of news I have for you guys is that Chris Evans, who we all know as Captain America, has finally made his return to TV in a miniseries. Yep. He is in a miniseries right now called Defending Jacob, also based on a book by William Landy. And this series stars Chris Evans as Andy Barber. He's an assistant district attorney, and his son was accused of murder. He's going through all kinds of confusion and conflicting emotions, because does he uphold his role as district attorney, or does he, you know, be a good father and defend his son?
I love this.
And it also stars Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey, who played Lady Mary. So get excited.
I am. This is good. And to be honest, I am actually really excited to see him in another role. I mean, he did some stuff in between, you know, all the Marvel stuff, but it's good to see them in another role when you got used to them as like one thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so my last ones are actually two little ones that I squeezed in, but the first one is Hollywood, and that's season 1 dropping on May the 1st. It is, of course, from the madness and genius mind of Ryan Murphy. So I am really interested to see how that goes. There's some big names associated with that, and I can't wait to get into it. My last
Ryan
one
Murphy
is probably...
comes through again.
Pardon?
Ryan Murphy coming through again.
Right? He has such a range. A range. I don't know how he gets it done, but everything that he's behind, I approve.
I still don't get, how does he go from American Horror Story to 9-1-1, 9-1-1 Lone Star, no Hollywood. Glee.
I speak about Glee, right? How?
Like, the genres don't even match. He just does it all.
I think he was behind Scream Queens. That's why I love that. That's another show that got canceled too soon. I don't care. That show was good. It was good. Okay. But yeah, his range is amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. And then my last one is possibly the one I am most excited about on this list, and it's our girl Michelle Obama. She is dropping her documentary on Netflix. It's Becoming, based on her book, which I read. It's life-changing. You guys have to check it out if you haven't. And that is dropping on May 6th, 2020. So I am interested to know where that goes. I think it's going to be based around her book and just the hype around it and stuff like that. I didn't want to get too much into it. I just want to be surprised on the day, just like checking it out and seeing, you know, all the good stuff that's going to be, because it's going to be good. I mean, it's Michelle Obama, like, guys, it's gonna be good. Definitely inspiring. So I am looking forward to checking that one out for sure. Okay guys, our next segment is called The Currentlies. So basically, we will keep you informed on everything we are currently doing. So we're going to have a section for our current reads, current music, our current watches, current beauty / skincare, and overall just current obsession, something that you're doing, you're making, bought, whatever, that's just you can't get enough of. All right, so Siege, you want to go first? Current reads, what are you into?
Okay, current book I'm reading, I would have to say, is Be More Bee by Alison Davies. It's a book about like quotes and motivation, has a lot of puns about, well, has a lot of puns from Bee Gees songs, which I find really cute. And it's just one of those feel good books.
That sounds really cool. Mine. Okay, something that our listeners might not know about me, I am a true crime fanatic. I love true crime. I just find it all fascinating, just like the motivation behind why people do this, how people go about solving it, just all the process of that is just so interesting to me. So my book is kind of in that realm. It's by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. This is actually the third book I have read by them. They're a really great duo, and this one is called Anonymous Girl. It's, you know, in that realm, a thriller, not really linked to murder, I would say, but in that kind of realm where this girl, she's a struggling makeup artist in New York City. She was doing this girl's hair, heard her mention a study that she was going to do. The girl was in college. You know, you get to do these studies in college, get some money, that sort of thing. And the girl was blowing it off. And the thing was, if you did this study, you would get $500. And I mean, you are a struggling artist. $500? Hell yeah. So she decided to go and do the study. And it actually made a lot of twists and turns. And the psychologist was just, I don't know, guys. I don't want to give too much away, but I highly recommend this. But if you're into stuff like that, it was a roller coaster of a read, but it was really, really good. Alright, so let's get into our current music, things we're currently listening to.
Okay guys, I'm really behind on the music. Haven't really been keeping up with like new releases or anything. But I found a guy who is kind of unknown, just has a small following, of which I am one of them. And his name is Roa, R-O-A. Mm-hmm. And he puts out the coolest, calmest beats I've ever heard, and I just like listening to him.
Oh, nice. That's like lo-fi?
Not really lo-fi. Some of it is upbeat stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of it is like smooth stuff. Like, it's just like mood music.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, mine is kind of mainstream because, like everyone, in quarantine time, I got absolutely obsessed, at least for the first few weeks, with TikTok. And then there was this song that was playing in like all of them, and I couldn't get it out of my head. So I just went and I found it, and it's by an artist called Saint John, SaintJahn, and the song is called Roses. And this one is
I like that one.
Yeah, the I Am Back remix, and it's stuck in your head. I even have it as my ringtone now. I just can't get it out of my head. And this other one is a really cute lo-fi beat. I actually found it, I want to say, in January of this year. But it's another one that I just cannot get it out of my head. And it's by an artist called Rick Archie. And it's called Flowers. And guys, you have to at least check this one out as well. It's just the most calming, like, low-key kind of haunted. I don't know how to say it, but just the most calming beat. And I just like to put it, like, if I'm doing little videos or just, like, you know, doing whatever around the house or whatever, I would just put on one of those lo-fi stations. But I have to put this song on first because I just love it, absolutely just love it. But yeah, that's Rick Archie Flowers. All right, let's move on to our current watches. What do you have, Sage?
Current shows, guys, I would have to say it's Mrs. America, and that stars Azza Aduba. Apologies if I pronounce her name wrong, not wanting to offend anyone. Kate Blanchett, Niecy Nash, Rose Byrne, and Sarah Paulson.
Wow.
Who you might know from Ryan Murphy films, Ryan Murphy films and TV. And the show basically goes back to the equal rights movement. Encompasses a lot about Black Panther movement, women's rights, follows people like Shirley Chisholm, who was the first Black congresswoman, Rose Byrne, who plays Gloria Steinem, she's a well-known feminist, and there's also Betty Friedan in there, a bit of Angela Davis. So it's, yeah, it's a good watch. Definitely check it
out. That is on my list. I just love historical watches like that, you know, that really educates as well as entertains. Okay, mine isn't as serious, but it's near and dear to my heart. It's Mallory Towers, and it was brought on by the BBC. I don't think many people recognize the name of the stars, but you guys should still check it out. I don't know if anyone used to read in the Blighton books when you were younger. I was absolutely obsessed with those. Like, she had all these little series about, like, theories and, you know, just all that cute little stuff. And this one really stuck with me because it was about a bunch of girls at boarding school, and I was obsessed with boarding school, of course, Harry Potter. So I just found that whole thing just very interesting. So it's just about, like, a bunch of girls is dated, you know, back when there were coaches to carry people to school, and when you had to take a train and there was no cell phones. And I just find something so quaint about that, just like exploring the past. And it's just like a mindless read where you can catch up on the adventure. And it was a read because it was a book, but no, mindless watch. There's something that has that kind of feel good feel, and I highly recommend it if you're looking for that. Okay, so beauty / skincare. Mine for that is just simple. Yep, simple. The simple lane. I stand by this. I have been using simple products since, I want to say 2015 or so, and it really has improved my skin. So I go in with the cleansing lotion first after I wash my face. I leave that on for a little bit, then I go in with the toner and any other things I will want to put after that, any serums, any medication, I will put that on next, and then just lock it all in with their moisturizer. Doesn't matter if it's the rich or the light one, but I really found that my skin quality has definitely improved. I personally suffer from seborrheic dermatitis. It's a skin condition. It can make your skin really itchy and irritated, and it can be brought on by if you eat something that's too acid or if you are stressed out. So that really helps me keep it under control. And it's fragrance free, which we love. So yes, I highly recommend that if you're looking for something new to try.
Okay, for me, guys, I am not that knowledgeable about skincare, but your girl is trying to improve her skincare game and has bought a beauty cleansing brush by Fancy, and it's called Cora 7. And it comes with 6 brush heads. I've currently just been using the silicone one because my skin is super sensitive and super irritated. And so far, using it the past couple of days, I have seen some improvement. I can't brag about it too much yet because I am now testing it out. So I'll keep you up to date with you to follow. Another thing in beauty, which I would say I'm obsessed with, would have to be blonde wear, because why not? You're at home and you're sitting down all day, why not be comfortable, guys? Comfortable yet cute.
Long I can wear. Jump on that bandwagon. Mostly I have been wearing pajamas because they're comfortable. I'm not able to get out and get anything else really. So I have been depending on my very cute pajama sets as loungewear, which I think is allowed because it's quarantine time and nobody can come for me. So my last thing I will have to say I am completely obsessed with is just doing little DIYs around the house, and I have been obsessed with astrology and horoscopes. So I actually did this really cool one where I tried and just mapped out, well, you know, using just art supplies and stuff like that, I mapped out my the constellation for Pisces, which is my sign, and then I actually live with my boyfriend, so I did his too. His is Aquarius, so we have them here, and they actually are really cute. Like, it's a very personable DIY. It can be a very great personal gift too, to give to somebody, just representing their you know, their horoscope sign, all that good stuff. And yeah, I've been having fun just making little things around the house. So that one is definitely one I'll recommend trying, or just any DIY, you know, just recommend giving it a try.
Yeah. For me, guys, my new obsession would have to be working in Photoshop and like messing around with different edits. Like, I've always been interested in art and being creative and stuff, but I never really had a chance to like actually sit and work with Photoshop until now. So I'm definitely considering maybe like a small workshop or a crash course or something in it soon. Right now I'm just learning on my own, which is pretty okay. I'm guessing I did pretty good with a bit of things that I made so far. And another obsession I have is video editing. I was really into it when I was a teenager. I used to make a lot of music videos, just cutting like scenes from my favorite anime and putting it to music I really liked. It's after Sixth Form, I kind of dropped off of that and haven't done anything with it since, until recently picked it back up in quarantine, and my skills are slowly getting back up to where they were. Slowly being the operative word.
That's really cool. And shameless plug, guys, CJ actually did the logo / art for our page. I think it's really cool. So yeah, we'll keep you guys updated on how we
She's artsy fart.
We'll keep you guys updated on how these things go, if they change and stuff like that. But we hope you guys like our two cute new little segments.
So we're going to get into the quiz. It's called What Kind of Leader Are You? It is by Ellie Burke, and it was posted on classy.org. Let's get into it.
Okay, question one. When you need to make a decision, you typically A, make it on your own, B, use it as an opportunity to train a subordinate, C, delegate it to an appropriate team member, D, consult your subordinates for their expertise, E, try to help everyone get behind your idea for moving forward, or F, first question how the decision will affect the task at hand. All right, you have your answer for that one?
Yes, I think I'm going to go with D.
Yeah.
Consult your subordinates for their expertise.
D as well. All right, number two.
All right, question two. When a subordinate takes an action that is less than satisfactory, you, A, seek to understand the circumstances that led to the action, B, help your employee understand how they could improve their next time, C, let them know their action has a negative consequence, D, calmly explain to your subordinate what the best course of action was, E, investigate how the action will impact larger projects, or F, tend to ignore it because it will work itself out.
For that, I am going to go with A, seek to understand the circumstances.
I'm actually going to go with B. Try to help your employee to understand how they could improve next time.
Okay. Alright, number three. Which of these statements rings most true for you? All right, so A, you believe in a let it lie policy and know that a hands-off approach is best. B, you pride yourself on being a great listener and communicator. C, you're personally invested in the success of your individual employees. D, you like to have a hand in everything and need to have the final say. E, you only hire all-stars. You're pretty sure that they are all smarter than you and that's A-okay. F, you're all about goals, deadlines, and doing what it takes to get the job done. Well, for me, I think
I would go with...
I think C for me. Personally invested in success.
For me... Okay. I think for me, I'll go with B. You pride yourself on being a great listener and communicator.
Okay, I can see that. For me, it's like, if I invest in other people, then they will invest in me. Well, my company.
Yeah, and I was...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was thinking, if I am in a leadership role, and I take my time to listen to what my employees are going through, and then communicate with them or with others, like what I'm looking for, and then they could probably tailor to that, or I could tailor to them, like teamwork kind of. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right, number four.
When someone does something that pleases you, you, A, listen to what they thought went well and congratulate them. B, are ready to move on to the next job. C, hold off on congratulating them and let your incentive structure speak for itself. D, reinforce the behavior through acknowledgement and encouragement. E, let them know that their contribution is important to the team. Or F, tend to not acknowledge behavior, good or bad.
I hope not F.
For me, I think I would go with A, because I think it is best in any organization to listen to your employee and let them tell you. Like, if you don't know what happens with your company day to day, and you're just one of those leaders who doesn't care what happens as long as the money is coming in, then your business is never going to succeed, because your employees are going to be unmotivated and they're not going to care what happens to you or your business. So if you sit down and you listen to them and you congratulate them for a job well done, then you're only going to get success, not only for you, but for your employees, and they're going to work harder and things are just going to work smoother. That's what I think.
I can see that, definitely. I went with D. Well, I have a psychology background, so I know for a fact that when you reinforce behavior, that it encourages the likelihood of that behavior happening again. So if they did something that pleased me, and I reinforce that behavior by saying, hey, well, look at this guy, he's going well, then he will want that, you know, that same treatment, so he's more likely to repeat the behavior again. So that is why I personally went with D. All right, so number five.
You see that?
We are halfway there. Okay, when it comes to your employees, you feel that A, as long as they're getting the job done, you're happy. B, they must be held to the highest standard. C, they know what's best for the organization. D, each has an opportunity to grow personally and professionally within their role. E, their input is extremely important to the organization's success. Or F, they need to be persuaded to see your side if needed. For that one, I would have to go with D. I believe that each employee has the opportunity to grow personally and professionally within their role. Personally, I like that one, because if you focus on the individual, maybe this points to every, you know, workplace structure, but if you focus on the individual as well as how they perform within your company, then you have a higher likelihood of having a workplace that has a good workplace balance, that has good and happier employees overall. So of course they will be more minded to do while at work, because they have, you know, their needs being met. They have time to come at work and do what they have to do and feel fulfilled there, and then they can be, you know, in a home setting and, you know that their business supports personal growth as well.
For me, it's the mixture between D and E because of my answer for from question four. Like, I feel like if you're more like employee focused, like that helps you in the long run anyway, because your employee feels more appreciated and like their work actually means something. So each employee has the opportunity to grow within their role, but their input is also very important to the organization's success.
Okay, so if you had to choose one, which one did you end up choosing?
I chose both.
Typical.
I said a mixture of D and E.
I thought in the end you chose one. Okay, allowed. All right, guys, number six.
Okay, number six. Your perfect day is a day, A, you get to help someone realize their professional goals. B, you get to work as part of a team and collect input from others. C, everyone does their job correctly. D, you get to spend time conversing with others. E, you don't have to intervene with anyone's work. Or F, a big project crosses the line. For that one, I went with A, you get to help someone realize their professional goals. And the reason I went with that is because we love watching The Bold Type.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like Jacqueline is my ideal boss. And if I don't get a boss like that, I would love to be a boss like her. So I kind of feel like she sits down with everyone and she helps them realize their professional goals, if that makes sense. Like with Jane, she like encouraged her all the way to having her own vertical, and she pushed Kat to like push boundaries with her social media stuff. And even Sutton, she encouraged her to like fight for what she want, and she moved from being an admin assistant to being a stylist.
Agreed.
That's kind of why I went with A. Yeah.
Okay, for that one, I was looking at that one as well, but I went with B, which is you get to work as part of a team and collect input from others. To me, if I'm working in a workplace that, of course, is very dependent on cooperation and cohesiveness between me and other people, then that is going to be high on the list. Of course, I will meet my own deadlines and stuff like that, but you want to come together as a team, as a community, as part of this, you know, organization at the end of the day. So to me, that was very important because, like I said for the earlier question, one thing I think is very important is workplace balance, which I personally think there is not enough of. That you should be able to go into the workplace, feel fulfilled, do that, go home, get what you have to do done, and there shouldn't be, you know, too much of an overlapping of the two. They exist as two separate entities which are dependent on each other in part but not the same. So anyway, back to this, I just think that having a good day, perfect day as work, is when everybody is able to contribute and everybody gets what they need to get done, and the team is the one that flourishes.
Okay, agreed.
Number seven. If you had to choose one phrase to summarize your organizational culture, you'd say A, open and communal, B, warm and inviting, C, unrestrained and empowered, D, connected and family oriented, E, results driven and process oriented, or F, orderly and efficient. This one had me. This one I had too far, but in the end my two was C, which is unrestrained and empowered, and D, connected and family oriented. But then in the end I had to go with C because, like I said earlier, I think it's really important to have that balance, but they still have to remain separate. So I mean, not to say that we won't have, like, you know, family fun days and, you know, meet the family or take your daughter to work there or stuff like that. But it's so important to keep them separate, like, if you can. Yeah. So I would have to go with C, which is unrestrained and empowered, because that to me is, like, a good workplace where people feel, you know, just empowered enough to be themselves, empowered enough to know I can undertake this task, I can do, you know, this workload, I can bring in, like, this new client, etc. And yeah, to me that is the one that more suits my big company. Just kidding. My organizational culture. Which one did you get, Siege?
Agreed. I also went with C. Following up from question 6, when I chose A, helping people realize their professional goals. Because I feel like an organization where you feel unrestrained in that your imagination is welcome and that your inputs and thoughts and everything is considered by not only the boss but your supervisor and your co-workers is very important. And empowered, because I would like, if I was a boss, that my employees felt safe enough to come to me if they didn't agree with something I had, and let me know they didn't agree with it, and if they had better ideas to share it with me, and me not make them feel small in return. So unrestrained and empowered is very important.
Agreed. That's the first one that we actually had in common. Yay. Also, I made a minor mistake. There are 8 questions, not 10. Just scroll to the end. So this is the last question.
Okay, number 8. If you had to choose one role model from those below, it would be A. Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, B. Indra Nooyi, CEO of PepsiCo, C. Ridley Scott, film director, D. Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, E. Ronald Reagan, former president of the United States, or F. Warren Buffett, business mogul and philanthropist. With that one, I went with Bill Gates. Because, I mean,
he's a
billionaire, but he kind of puts all of his money into his foundation and helping people, which is something I would do if I was also a billionaire. Because I feel like if you have the means to help someone and you have more than enough to live off of, you can still be comfortable if you give away like half your fortune, and he's not going to use all of his money in his lifetime anyway. And then if I was in that position, I would do the same thing Bill Gates does. So that's why I went with D.
Yeah, I have D as well. And I definitely agree with everything that you were saying. But also what influenced me to break D from this is, though I know a lot, well, not I want to say a lot, I know a bit about every other person on this list. When it comes to somebody who's a role model, somebody who's really, like, influential, and you know about their work, you know, that is, and the impact they have, that is the sort of person you want to emulate, like, a business model or a company. Which one of these companies are, you know, the one that you recognize the most, the first, even if you didn't say the names, you know? So that's what impacted me as well. A close second would have been Indra Nooyi, CEO of PepsiCo. But in the end, I had to go with Bill Gates. But yeah, the people that they had on this list are all very influential people in their own right. They all contributed, you know, something to the areas which they specialize in. And yeah, I guess it all came down to what is, you know, your personal preference, what you would like, you know, your leadership to,
I guess, and who you're, I guess also who you're more familiar with.
Exactly.
Because Bill Gates is a name that you know.
Yeah, and a company that you know.
Yeah.
Alright, so there's a little answer key. So give us 1 second. Let us work this out. Okay, guys, we are back having worked it out using their little answer key at the bottom. So, with the key, you had to choose basically between gravel, a coffee cup, a hand, scales, a smiling face, and a pen. So if you had more, whichever one you had the more of, basically the most of, basically, you will be linked to a style of leadership and a leader. So Sage, you want to go first? Which one did you get?
Okay, so I scored mostly coffee cups. So
what?
I got yep.
I got so mostly I got, coffee cups too.
Interesting.
No.
So it says you are an employee-centered leader like Howard Schultz. And employee-centered leaders are committed to the success of each and every one of their team members. They are all often feel comfortable delegating tasks and are concerned with the personal and professional growth of their subordinates. They work hard to make sure employees feel they have a path to advance and achieve their individual goals. This type of leader tends to thrive at the executive level as their focus on relationship building and morale propels the team forward. Okay.
What you are typically awesome at: helping people realize their fullest potential, facilitating relationship across teams, making employees feel respected, trusted, and valued. What you need to be careful with: focusing on your grand vision so much that you miss opportunities to contribute at a granular level. Keeping key tasks and projects on your radar and sugarcoated difficult news or information. I personally am very surprised that we got the same ones, because I feel like if our answers in the beginning were so different, but then the scale they had at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what really decided it.
Because
I personally could see mine heading towards employee driven, because that is what I would aim to be, and that is what personally I, because of boss, I think I will relate the most to, that would get the most out of me productively.
Exactly.
So
that's why
my answers being skewed that way.
Right, exactly. That's why I was so in love with Jacqueline's character in The Bold Type, because she's the kind of boss you wish you had, and she's the kind of boss you would strive to be if you had your own company or if you were a CEO of something. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even surprised when that answer came up, because I feel like that, sir, except the sugarcoating difficult news or information, because mm-hmm. I struggle with sugarcoating things that I wouldn't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Exactly.
So I would try to bring about a different way of saying something, or not, or probably just try to shy away from it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she would put you aside and tell you it sternly, but still make you feel like your feelings aren't hurt, but you could do so
exactly
much
like you are being mentored and not degraded in any way, which I think is important. And
exactly.
Yeah, I think the things at the end with care, things you need to be careful with, these are things that if you are a leader, that in time you will, you know, help refine in time they will refine the experience, especially helps to refine that sort of, you know, those sort of things. Experience with, you know, different projects and different types of people will help to, you know, mm-hmm. help with your leadership type. But I think that's a quite a positive thing to be. None of them were, you know, outwardly very negative. Like, for example, the other types were autocratic leader, democratic leader, laissez-faire leader, job-centered leader, and charismatic leader. So with any of those, you could find a plus or a con. So I just think it was interesting how we ended up on the same exact tape. But this was interesting. It really was. And you get to learn much more about yourself just by doing these quizzes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a little section that we're going to do called Two Truths and a Lie.
Yes, just to help you guys learn more about us. And yeah, let's get into it. So my favorite things to eat are cuckoo and flying fish, pizza, and corned beef and pasta. Alright, so you want to guess? Which are the two truths and which is a lie?
I know you like pizza, so that's a truth. I'm trying to remember. Okay, I will have to say the one that's a lie is the corned beef and pasta.
Haha! Normally but that would be true. But actually in quarantine time, when you had to dig deep and become like your own little chef, I actually started eating corned beef. I don't know if that's something that's available everywhere, like overseas and stuff, like Australia. I don't know if you guys do that.
There is corned beef here, but it is more like meat. It's not the soft one that we get in the Caribbean that you like mash. Like it's like more like a mashed. This one here is more like solid meat.
Okay, but I actually started digging it, so I actually like cooking with it. But do not take away my Bajan ID card. I have never had cuckoo and flying fish, which is Barbados's national dish. I am sorry, guys. I love flying fish by itself, but I have never had cuckoo, and I have never had them together.
Well, I guess that you like flying fish, at least you like one thing. I, on the other hand, like neither of them. I don't like cuckoo. I don't like Okay, I should start that over. I like flying fish by itself, but I absolutely cannot stand cuckoo. So if they take away your Bajan card, they'll probably have to take away mine as well. Because at least you haven't tried it. I have tried it, and I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like a child, but I don't like the look of it. The look of it is just like, not bad. But they got me on flying fish. I think that in times to come, maybe we will try it again, give it another try, be adventurous, live a little.
Say yes. I have to say that breadfruit cuckoo is probably the only one I would try, but the caramel, probably not. All right, my truths and a lie are: number one, I am a collector of stones and pop culture merch. My dream job as a child was to be a veterinarian, and I can eat 2 pounds of chocolate in one sitting.
Well, I already know which one is the lie, because you can't eat chocolate. Which, guys, a moment of silence. She can't have chocolate, guys. But, yeah, because I know you, I know that. But talk about the others.
Okay. Well, I like to collect stones because they're pretty. Also because they have healing properties, and y'all might think I'm crazy for this, but I love the stones, y'all. And it might just be a mind thing, like a placebo effect or something, but actually collecting stones, especially like amethyst and rose quartz, I find like they actually do help with like headaches a bit. And the rose quartz are for like feminine energy. So like just like holding that in your palm, like during your period or anything, is like really helpful. Also, the onyx stone is supposed to be good for migraines as well, which I suffer from, which is why I can't eat chocolate. But yeah. And the second one, my dream job as a child was to be a vet, because I always loved animals, and I used to watch a lot of Beethoven and like Air Buddies and Space Buddies and Cats versus Dogs. And I just always felt like I had a connection with animals, especially the cute fluffy ones, like rabbits, dogs, cats, hamsters. They're just cute. And I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an animal doctor. That's why I wanted to be a vet. Also, I used to watch Doolittle too much times. And I honestly thought that if I became a vet, that I would be like Dr. Dolittle and be able to talk to animals. So that's why I wanted to be a vet as a child. Y'all can laugh at me if you want. But anyway. That's okay, the truth.
So my next one. I am into psychology, occults, and English. Which one of these are true? The two truths, and which is a lie? Can you guess?
Accounts.
Accounts is
that's
what?
A lie. That has to be a lie.
100%. I hate math with a passion. I'm sorry. I just, whenever it comes to numbers, it's like there's a block in my brain that just like does not compute. Like, there's a level of math that I understand, and then when I get to the rest of it, it's like, no.
Yep.
Also, questions I have, why is the alphabet in mathematics? That never made sense to me. I don't understand. It's already hard. Why put the alphabet in mathematics? I don't know. I just am not a math person, but I am definitely a psychology person because I actually have a degree from the University of the Best Cities. Woohoo! Go Blackbirds! Mm-hmm. And that has always been a passion of mine. I don't know. I always wanted to know people's motivation behind things. I think I touched a bit on that when we spoke about like our current leads. Like, why do people do this? Why would you want to do this? Like, what is your motivation behind it? Oh, even when we did the quiz just now, when one of the questions were like, if your employee did something, like, would you try to find out like why they did it? Like, because to me, if you find out the motivations behind something, then it will help you know how to move forward. So I don't know, that is my whole shtick. And I of course love English because English is linked to reading, and I love to read. So yeah, I guess that's another personal thing that if you knew me, you would know for sure. It could not be accounts. Okay, you have another one?
One, I am into art. Two, I have never shot a gun. And three, I have been to Disneyland. This is going to be easy now.
Well, let's see. It has to be shot a gun one. And I hope they were like all over the place. Like, these other two were like, yeah, okay. And that one was like, I have killed a man. Like, definitely that what? One. Definitely what? That one.
It was never shot a gun. It was never shot a gun. That's the truth. I have never shot a gun. I have not been to Disneyland. But it's on my list. Fun fact, I was actually supposed to go to Disneyland in October last year, but it didn't happen because my sister decided to get married on the day I wanted to go.
Oh, her whole
wedding.
Shout out
to the sister who got married and ruined my Disneyland plans. Yeah.
Okay, my last one is I like hikes, meditation, and yoga. Which ones are true and which is the lie?
I'll have to say hikes and meditation.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever see you do yoga. No.
Because like meditation and yoga are sometimes linked, I always am like, yeah, you know what, I can do this. And then when I try to do this, it's like, no, you can't do this, honey. I don't know, I think I just need to give it more time. Like, maybe find one that, you know, beginner, let's work it up. But I am a big fan of meditation. It doesn't always have to be like sit down and surround yourself with everything, you know. You must be taking a few minutes for yourself, like, yes, getting centered, getting, you know, on task and stuff like that. And hikes, I actually really love hiking. The part of Barbados that I'm originally from is Bathsheba. That's in the parish of Saint Joseph. Whoop, whoop. And there are actually some little trails that you could walk. There's one, well, there aren't exactly marked trails, but if you live in the area, you will know where to go. So there's one that leads to Hackettstown's Cliff, which is actually one of the highest points on Barbados, which I haven't done that one since I was probably a teenager. Yeah, so I would like to do that one again to see if it has changed. And then you could walk from Bathsheba into Bath, which is in the parish of St. John. That's a favorite that we walk across the Consett Bay first. But that's a favorite that we like to do. Or another favorite is walking from Bathsheba and then going across to St. Andrew, which is neighboring as well on the other side, and that would take you like down East Coast. And it's actually really great, especially if you have like, you know, a good podcast or a good book to listen to, or you have like some good music or a walking buddy who, you know, would keep you just talking about whatever. You don't even recognize that you were like doing all this walking and going all these, you know, you recognize the scenery because it's absolutely beautiful, but you get a lot done. You get, you know, some workout in if that's your vibe, but at the same time, so you get to take it at your own pace, and it's about the journey as well, not just like where you're trying to go. And that's why I like hiking. And I think when all of this is done, because we're still in quarantine time, that's one of the first things that I want to go do. Yeah.
Okay, alright. Well, this one, let's see. I am obsessed with tea. I can eat popcorn every day. And I am very athletic.
Oh, wow. I don't know. But I think that is what we're thinking. You are obsessed with tea. I mean, come on. It would have to be the athletic one. That's the lay.
Yeah, that's true. Because your girl is obsessed with tea so much that the first thing I want to do when quarantine is over is go to this place called Share Tea. Share Tea does bubble tea, which I became obsessed with. I guess you could say the beginning of last year when Shaniqua and I went to this place called Novelties. And we became obsessed with that place.
Oh, that's in Barbados.
And every chance we got, we went to this place. Now, what made me obsessed with Share Tea is because when I first got here, Share Tea was the only tea place who had a menu that was almost identical to Novelty. It's not identical, but I found one of my favorites there, and that's why I keep going. Nowhere else I have seen so far in Australia has similar tea to what I liked from Novelties, so that's where I'm going to go when this quarantine's over. And popcorn, I could eat it every day, and I love popcorn so much that my husband and I bought a popcorn machine. Yes, we bought a popcorn machine.
Wow. Alright guys, so I hope you had fun listening in and playing along with our Two Truths and a Lay session. We just thought that there'll be a fun way for you guys to learn more about your hosts on, and we hope that like you enjoy it. Maybe we'll try another one later down. That could be fun. Yeah. But for now, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for keeping up with us. Thank you for all your support so far. And of course, don't forget to subscribe wherever you are listening, and we always welcome comments, feedback, because this is a process and all your feedback help us to produce a more quality sound that can come to you. So don't forget to do that. And yeah, follow us on Instagram at Happy Little Geeks. And yeah, I think that's it. All right, so until next time, bye.
All right, bye y'all.